picked up, you want breakfast. And Esther's explaining, yes, that's it. And how fast do you think that can happen? Well, now he's in a whole different thing. In other words, once he realized that Esther was not after him, then their breakfast came very, very fast. In other words, it was like he was inspired to the cause somehow. Now, something like that can go a lot of different ways. Esther could have opened the door and found the breakfast card still there, and she could have turned and said to Jerry, "You need to line up your energy because your half of the breakfast didn't get picked up either." Or she could have beat up on herself. Oh, clearly I'm not in alignment. If I were really in alignment, I would be able to elicit the very best behavior from everyone. But we say, it's breakfast, for God's sake. In other words, it's not worth turning yourself into a basket case over. It's not worth separating yourself from source energy over. It doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. Diffuse it, diffuse it, diffuse it, diffuse it. Diffuse the resistance. Diffuse what's ever happened. Make peace with it where it is. Make peace with it. That's the thing. That really is the answer to your question. Make peace with whatever it is right where you are. And when you make peace with it, you always turn downstream. When you make a deal of it, you always turn upstream. Make peace with it. And so here's where I'm at. This is what's happened. And I take full responsibility for it. But not responsibility in the sense that I want to club myself about the head and neck with a club. I don't want to club the man with the oatmeal either. And I don't want to club the front desk who failed to pick up the card. I don't want to reorganize the hotel. And I don't want to scrutinize my karmic reasoning for having this experience either. I don't want to blame it on my mother, who should have taught me better. I don't want to go in. I just want oatmeal, and I just want it in the path of least resistance. So what's the path of least resistance to get the oatmeal? Should I blame someone? That'll hold it off for a while. Shall I appreciate them for what they're doing? That'll turn me downstream. Should I blame myself for this fiasco of a breakfast card not being picked up on the door? Or shall I laugh about it? Shall I make peace with it? Shall I realize when the oatmeal came, it came faster than any breakfast order Esther has ever ordered before? It was wonderful, really old-fashioned, well-cooked oatmeal. They must have had a big pot of it already going just the way she likes it. In other words, how good is that? You see what we're getting at? Make peace with where you are and do your best from where you are to feel as good as you can do, and that's all you can do. You don't have to scrutinize. You don't have to figure out how you got there. That was in the past, and that vibration's already done, and you can't undo and redo the vibration of yesterday. All you can do, all of your power, 100% of your power, is right here, right now. In every moment of every day, where you are in relationship to what you want is always looming there. And you know what? You don't even have the power in this moment to completely close that gap. You've got only this power to turn this way or this way, to feel a little better or to feel a little worse. You can't feel really, 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 really much better, and you can't feel really, 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 really much worse. You don't have that kind of power. You can feel a little better or a little worse. That's what you've got going on in all moments. And when you realize that that's the answer to my fulfilling my reason for being, that's the answer to getting my oatmeal as quickly as possible, that's the answer to making all my fantasies come true, that's the answer to attracting the love of my life, that's the answer to everything. Just feel as good as I can feel from where I am here and now. And beating up on yourself does not turn downstream. It always turns upstream. And some think, well, my life is more complicated than oatmeal. And we say, no, it isn't. It isn't. It's just one thought like that at a time. One thought and another thought and another thought and another thought and another thought. So that's your new mantra. It doesn't matter more than my oatmeal. And I can manage that. Stand if you think it's you. Yes.
Hi, Abraham. I have a few questions, and I'm really happy that I got to follow her because it does tie into our inner being. I was listening to a tape from years ago and was so very inspired by the questions of, is my inner being just exclusively mine? And you answered it so beautifully, saying,